This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Zero tolerance approach to violence in schools announced by the Ministry of Educational Transformation. Two new polyclinics and major expansion of the QEH on the way. Over 1 billion Barbados dollars to be spent this year on hotel developments. Crop Over 2025 officially launched with a packed calendar of events. And the Environment Minister sends a warning to Barbadians regarding pollution. Good morning, I'm Carol Taupin. Details to the news just ahead. The Ministry of Educational Transformation has announced there will be a zero-tolerance approach to incidents of violence in schools, particularly against teachers. In a statement released last evening, Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman spoke directly to the issue following a meeting with the Barbados Union of Teachers at the ministry's headquarters.
The Ministry of Educational Transformation has a zero-tolerance policy towards the state of affairs and will work in partnership with the unions so as to ensure the safety and security of teachers, students, and staff at all of our institutions across the country. Our nation's teachers must, and I repeat, must never be threatened, attacked, or made to feel unsafe whilst doing their job. To this end, I will be submitting to the Cabinet in the coming weeks for its consideration the school safety and security policy, which has been developed over time so as to ensure that there is a framework for safety at all levels in the school environment. Equally, it is incumbent upon parents to ensure that children adhere to the disciplinary and grooming policies of schools, which are established to maintain a culture of respect, responsibility, and reverence.
Over the last few weeks, the BUT pointed to issues at various schools regarding student-on-teacher violence, reservations on the national grooming policy, and the reinstatement of terms leave. Minister Blackman gave an update on the overall discussions and had high praise for BUT President Rudy Lovell.
I want to take this moment to commend the President, Rudy Lovell, and his team for their continued open dialogue on various matters which are of concern to both the teachers and the ministry. Discussions address areas such as the reinstatement of teachers' term leave, allowances to teachers, violence in schools, and the grooming policy. The tenor of the dialogue was productive and reflected a positive industrial relations climate between the two entities, which is consistent with the ministry's mission so as to foster a collaborative relationship with our stakeholders in education. On the issue of terms leave, we're continuing talks on the matter, particularly in the context of the ongoing regrading exercise. Issues relating to outstanding payment of allowances to teachers are also receiving the careful attention of the ministry.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has announced that Barbados is embarking on a major investment in its healthcare infrastructure, including the construction of two new polyclinics and a significant expansion of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. She made the disclosure during the official opening of the Bayview Hospital's 24/7 urgent care facility. More in this report from Tanisha Rocchio.
Speaking at the official opening ceremony, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley revealed that government has entered into negotiations with the Saudi Development Fund to help finance a major overhaul of the country's polyclinic system. She said the new Randall Phillips Polyclinic is expected to include additional beds, easing the burden on the Queen Elizabeth Hospital during emergencies or public health outbreaks.
Seven of the polyclinics that we have will be upgraded. The government will build entirely two new polyclinics at Eunice Gibson Polyclinic in Warrens and the Randall Phillips Polyclinic in Oyston. We are still in early discussions with the Ministry of Health, but it is anticipated that the Randall Phillips Polyclinic will also have a few beds in order to take pressure off of the main hospital and to ensure that if we need, as a result of a public health outbreak, that there will be an additional 20 or 25 beds available in Oystens at that new facility once it is completed.
Prime Minister Motley also disclosed that discussions are ongoing with a company out of China, which won the procurement process to undertake the largest expansion of the QEH since its construction.
This expansion will see us literally expand the capacity of the hospital by 40%. The Minister of Health will make a ministerial statement to give the details of that expansion. The combined investment with the construction of two new polyclinics and the significant expansion of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, plus the commitment to purchase over 140 $40 million in equipment for the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, the first tranche of which has already started, is a testimony that the government is committed to upgrading the quality of healthcare in Barbados.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maltley, and I am Tanisha Rokio, Starcom Network News.
Over $1 billion will be spent upgrading and increasing Barbados' hotel plant this year, while over 4,000 jobs will be created. Those figures were revealed by Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith, at their annual general meeting. Speaking from the Wyndham Hotel, Mr. Griffith pointed to various tourism developments and said it indicated confidence in the market and its potential for the future.
Barbados is undergoing a significant hotel expansion with six major projects under construction, representing a combined investment of nearly 1.8 billion Barbados dollars. These developments, including Colony Club, Pentry, Royalton, and Hotel Indigo, are expected to create over 4,000 permanent jobs and thousands of temporary construction roads. Additionally, several other projects are in the pipeline or have already broken ground, including the New Beaches Hotel, Hyatt Ziva, an Odyssey Hotel, and the transformation of the former Paradise Hotel into Montage Hotel.
He also revealed the return of a second JetBlue direct flight from New York starting today.
June 12, 2025 through to September 2nd, 2025, JetBlue Airways will restore its second daily JFK to Barbados flight, now operating as a daytime service throughout the summer. This enhancement positions JetBlue as a dominant player in the New York to Barbados corridor, offering over 11,000 seats per month into Barbados from New York alone.
BHTA Chairman Javon Griffith. Barbadians are being urged to analyze the value of the Cropover Festival and engage at various levels for the 2025 season. Speaking to Starcom Network News following the official launch held last evening at the Sweetfield Manor, Chief Executive Officer of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts, said it was time that the overall impact of Cropover be understood, especially from an economic perspective.
It's not just about the parties and all of those, what I call the creative expressions. Spend some time and go deeper. In order to go to a party, chances are you won't go alone. This is outside of buying a ticket. Chances are you'll buy something to wear. Chances are you will drive, so you'll be using more fuel than you normally would. So gas stations benefit, so beauty supply stores benefit, so people who sell disposable plates and cups, they benefit. For the visitors coming in or even for locals, you will probably rent a car, so, or you will use a taxi service, so that sector benefits. And it just keeps turning over and turning over. And that really is the true significance and beauty of the festival.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts. Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford, is urging Barbadians to stop polluting the environment, warning that careless behavior is putting the country's natural resources at risk. Speaking during a news conference to mark World Environment Month, Mr. Ford said too many people continue to engage in practices that harm the environment, including illegal dumping and the disposal of chemicals in gullies.
Stop littering. Stop illegal dumping. Stop putting chemicals in our gullies. Stop doing those harmful things that will destroy that which will protect not only us in this generation, but our children and our children's children. If persons pollute our water supply, they can be subject to fines of up to $20,000. And I'm happy to associate myself with this type of measure because it is unfortunate you are not doing anything that is helpful to the environment. You are destroying it. And that is my plea. I want to say to Barbadians that we have to now do things to protect our natural environment. So when you go on your cruises, I don't think that it is fair on anybody to be able to throw things from plastics, all types of garbage, into our ocean. That is something that we need to stop and use the garbage receptacles that are in place.
Minister of Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford. And finally, the Inter-American Development Bank will commission groundbreaking research into the Caribbean's film and audiovisual sector this year. IDB country manager Karina Cockburn says the studies will focus on a number of Caribbean countries who, she says, are key players in the region's creative economy. She was speaking during the media launch of the Cross-Continental Forum, which will be held in Barbados from June 14th to 18th.
The IDB emphasizes the importance of investing in the creative talent, policy incentives, and cross-sector collaborations, including across ministries and agencies of government, to unlock the full value of the creative economy. I'm pleased to say that this year we'll be commissioning studies on the audiovisual sector in the Bahamas, Barbados, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, Suriname, and Guyana, all of which are member countries of the IDB. We have collaborated with the CCF to bring Caribbean producers to be a part of this forum.
IDB Country Manager Karina Cockburn. Recapping the headlines, zero tolerance approach to violence in schools announced by the Ministry of Educational Transformation, two new polyclinics and major expansion of the QEH on the way, over $1 billion Barbados dollars to be spent this year on hotel developments, Crop Over 2025 officially launched with packed calendar of events, and the Environment Minister sends warning to Barbadians regarding pollution. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.